This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli strikes on Saturday killed at least 48 people in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian health authorities said, as clashes took place in the central and southern areas of the enclave ahead of the planned start of a polio vaccination campaign. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
In a statement, the Israeli military said it continued to operate in the central and southern Gaza Strip. The UN is due to start vaccinating some 640,000 children on Sunday. It will rely on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in specific areas of the war-torn territory. Gaza's deputy health minister, Yusuf Abu al-Rish, said teams would try to get to as many areas as possible, but added the daily pauses may not be enough to guarantee enough children are reached. We call for a real ceasefire so that this campaign can really succeed, he said. The vaccination push comes after confirmation that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first case in the territory in 25 years.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday his staff was in contact with the Israelis and confirmed that they have discovered bodies in Gaza. Biden spoke to reporters after attending Mass at St. Edmund's Catholic Church in Rehoboth, Delaware.
We wanted to identify the bodies. There's a lot of speculation who they are and the names. I'm not at liberty to do that at this moment, so the families are notified.
Israel said it has discovered a number of bodies in Gaza during combat and that its military was carrying out a process to extract and identify the bodies, which will take several hours. It asked that the public refrain from spreading rumors as to the identities of the bodies. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Doctors in the Democratic Republic of the Congo continue to fight a surge in mpox cases as they await the arrival of vaccines in the next few days. Francesca Lina reports from Reuters.
The World Health Organization said on Friday that 230,000 doses are immediately available to be dispatched. They were donated by the European Commission and Danish mpox vaccine manufacturer Bavarian Nordic. Dr. Jose Bululu, head of the mpox center at Viana, said the people being treated here are those with severe or critical cases. He detailed how mpox can lead to serious complications if not attended to. Earlier this month, the WHO declared mpox a global public health emergency. More than 18,000 suspected cases of mpox have been reported in Congo so far this year. The viral infection has now spread to at least 12 neighboring countries.
Francesca Lina from Reuters. Iran's president said Saturday his country needs some $100 billion in foreign investment to achieve an annual target of 8% economic growth, up from the current rate of 4%. The remarks by Masoud Pezeshkian, who was elected in July, came in his first live televised interview by state TV. Hundreds of entities and people in Iran, from the central bank and government officials to drone producers and money exchangers, are already under international sanctions, many of them accused of materially supporting Iran's Revolutionary Guard and foreign military groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Brazil has started blocking Elon Musk's social media platform X after the company refused to comply with a judge's order. AP Brazil News Director David Biller has more.
Justice Alexandre de Moraes is basing his decision on local law requiring foreign companies to have a representative in order to receive notification of court decisions and also to take any requisite legal action. De Moraes' defenders have said that his decisions targeting X have been lawful and that they've served to protect democracy. Musk, on the other hand, has characterized de Moraes as an authoritarian censor. Brazil is an important market for X with tens of millions of regular users and also a potentially huge growth market for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink. And now Starlink is also in de Moraes' crosshairs. It said that this week the judge froze its accounts, apparently in an attempt to get it to pay for X's fines.
AP Brazil News Director David Biller. A top court in the Dominican Republic has agreed to review a challenge to laws dating from the last century that criminalized gay sex involving members of the army and police force. It's the first time in recent history that someone in the socially conservative Caribbean country has challenged laws that punish such actions with up to 2 years in prison for police and 1 year for the military. While prosecutions are rare, Christian Gonzalez Cabrera, senior researcher at Human Rights Watch, said Saturday that the laws give legal sanction for discrimination, violence, and prejudice against LGBTQ+ people. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.